Waki Windu is often referred to among us Japan experts as the Father Yakamu. Even though Yakamu himself was the father of Waki Windu, Waki Windu played such an important role in the lineage of the Yakamus that Yakamu himself doesn't get credit for being the Father Yakamu, but his son, Waki Windu, does. It was a legend-filled birth, too. If you jump ahead to the year of 1354, you can read ignorant Japanese historians trying to convince their students that Waki Windu was born on the bed of rice. The colorful legend was a topic of many early Japanese folk songs, sung along with a then-traditional guitar-like instrument called a takapluk. One of the more popular lyrics about the legendary birth of Waki Windu goes along like this, translated by Ego Pushbarrel. Waki in the grains, Waki in the grains, white and steaming and clumpy too, Waki in the grains. Waki's daddy was young, like egg foo, they say. He gave it good to Shaba, be glad they were in love with holes, and we didn't get Alibaba. This song, of course, reflects the jealousy of the Japanese, who did not have their own 40 Thieves legend, or none as popular as the Arabian's crew. Japanese songwriters wanted to make Waki into one figure, stronger than Alibaba and his band of heroes. This fact is disputed by some historians who say there is no way the Japanese could have known about the Alibaba story because of restrictions on the distribution of foreign books made, at the time, by the Japanese government. Still, no one knows what is true, but even fewer seem to care. What is important here is that Waki Windu, named after the great Japanese temple in Yoshida by the Wakimurka River near the Patan Plains, turned down an offer in his teens to sail away on a fishing boat. Had he left, Waki Windu would have changed the face of Japanese culture forever, though we don't know how. We do know that the reason he did not depart had a monumental effect on history. To be continued.